us.
Hey, well, we competed really well. Won the contested ball, won the kick battle. Lots of turnover centre forward. We weren't a collapse back team. Their real strength is creating mid-space, finding the short uncontested kick and going to their forwards. So for the most part, I thought we handled that really well. And our intent, and we wanted to have entries, and I thought we went forward with good speed and gave lots of opportunities, or, you know, a fair amount. And we're pretty good for three out of the four quarters, so that was pleasing. Yeah.
How significant were the games of Chera, Brendan Cox in particular, your kids in general, but Chera and Cox in particular?
Yeah, a lot of people played roles, so but if we go to the youth, those, I know, I think it was seven players under 15 games or whatever. Chera's been, we played him forward and he impacted, and then midfield, he was getting a run. But I just think we just know his quality and how he reads the game and how he uses it and how he competes. We just thought at his height, halfback's a good spot to play in AFL football if there's pressure up the field. And so that pressure was there today. And then we saw all these qualities come through, and his production rate and distribution is of a high level. So that will make him feel a bit more comfortable at the level. And Brendan Cox, there's been good signs, and but he put it together for longer today. So Brent Guerra is working really hard with him individually, as is David Hale. And that hard work and increased work rate's starting to pay off. So it was pleasing. And I thought Michael Atness, you know, against really Ray Jacobs, thought he really competed hard, as Jones did as well. But in particular, Michael throughout the ruck to help our mids be able to compete at ground level. I thought that was significant.
Just on Brendan Cox, what sort of work has gone into him?
Yeah, hard work. Yeah. Hard work in the gym, one-on-one, body work, repeat effort with someone on him. Yeah, and then just shaving off a rough edge all the time. So he's, you know, his food choices are getting better. You know, obviously all that goes into the mix. But, you know, and his intensity and his ability to concentrate for longer periods is, you know, he's a wonderful athlete. He's just going to get bigger and stronger and quicker. So you saw a bit of that today.
We've seen in the past his goal kicking hasn't been good. Have you noticed improvement in that?
Yeah, today we turned in the box. He said, and they spoke about it after the game, something he's been working on. And doesn't guarantee you'll kick them, but if you're missing them, and then we ask, have you got a plan to improve it, and then you're working the plan, and they say, well, I haven't got a plan to work, well, that's a concern. But if they say, yeah, I've got a plan and I'm working it, and it's the right plan, eventually it will come. So it came for him today, so I got reward for his investment.
What were the conditions like out here today? Two goals, 14 down to one end. Was it swirly down?
I didn't really walk out bar quarter time, but the breeze comes in, a bit like the MCG. It hits, comes in one way, hits the stadium, and then flicks back the other. So if you think it's blowing from the right, it'll actually hit the stand and come back strongly the other way. So I don't know, sometimes it's just random luck. I'm not too sure. But I think on the surface, the breeze at ground level is going to the right more.
How did you find your leaders stepping up today with Fife and Aaron not playing?
Yeah, someone said no Aaron, no Fife, no Hope, but that was the presser early in the week. That's the beauty of the game, if you bring effort. And look, I thought it was across the board effort, but again, our leaders were strong. But I think everyone led today, you know. Banfield led, Gyro led, Apness led. So, but, you know, Neil and Mundy and Alex Pearce has broken his thumb, quite significant, so he played on without an injection, so he's a pretty tough kid. I don't know how many people could do that. And so he stood up, and I thought Walters, you know, he looked under some difficulty today, so his effort, I thought, his chase, his tackle, and he looked dangerous, was superb. So, yeah, those kids need the guidance of those guys. So today it panned out well.
What does that mean going forward for him? Ross has got a broken thumb. Is it in terms of
play? Yeah, it would be surgery, yeah. I would think. They have to pin it. There's a bit going on there, so how he played it out, I don't know. They're pretty tough kids, aren't they? So we question the courage of the modern-day player. I don't know how we do it as often as we do, but we tend to do it. He'll go and see the appropriate surgeon. He'll probably miss a number of weeks, I would think.
And he also went back, took that great, well, yeah. Hamling took that great mark, and then he looked a little groggy. Is he okay with that one, or...?
Yeah, he did. He did look a little groggy. I think he'd come off, but he was cleared to go back on. He was super courageous. I thought, you know, and Shane Kirsten, another defender, took a step forward. A lot went right today, but that was all on the back of our intensity in our competition. You know, I thought we never gave up. We wrestled momentum back, so it was a strong performance.
You mentioned Walters was under some difficulty. He did look like he was a bit sore early in the game. Is that same?
Yeah, he did. He sort of just twisted a little bit. I think he's had a calf or a knee, so... But then he was moving beautifully at other times, so sometimes it's just that one spot.
He had a bad moment late in the game.
Yeah, he did.
Well.
Yeah, he did.
You pulled him off. Felt that was the best thing at that time of the game.
Yeah, well, you got to make a decision. It wasn't the action we wanted. Michael would have known that. And we had Lachie Neal with 5 minutes on the bench. We had one interchange left. It was opportune to do that. So, yeah, Michael knows he just didn't regulate himself as well as he should have at that moment. And... but for the most part, he does. So we like him to be a bit fiery, but at the right time, be fiery.
Did he say what happened, Ross? Why he was
no, I didn't talk to him.
Are you concerned about the headbutt report?
No, I've got that feedback. I always let the authorities work through their process, and they'll deem what they deem.
Ross, next.
With Alex probably not going to play for a few weeks, what are your options back there now if he goes out?
Oh, it's a good question. I think Kirsten's playing as a tall defender. And Griffin Logue has hurt himself, his ankle, quite badly. In Peel reserves, he's had scans, torn some ligaments, so he'll miss about 8 weeks. So we're a little bit thinner down there. But, yeah, Hamling and Kirsten can play. Cox can go back. Yeah, Nias plays quite tall. Duman went out of the team. He's 192. We'll just have a look at it.
Can you bring Michael Johnson... Does he become a real option to come back in?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he played quite well at Peel. So I really respect Michael. In my tenure, there's no one I regard higher than Michael. And so he's really keen. He was the first one to hug me when I come down the steps. So, yeah, he'll play a part. But he understands what his part is and what we're trying to do. So he'll pick up the baton if need be, yeah.
Hamling's game?
Yeah, strong competition. Yeah, I thought... I mean, his great strength is he competes, you know. He sort of can be a bit ragged at times, but he's always competing and giving great effort. So, and the other stuff is just building up. You know, he's building into our team defence and leading it quite nicely, yeah.
Just with Johnson, does he reach a point where, similar to Zach Dawson last year, where he understands that others, you've got to promote the youth now? And
we've been promoting the youth for a couple of years now, it'd be fair to say, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Is he at that same point that Zach was last year, where he was like, all right, I get it, you know, you have to go...
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. He still wants to play. He's pretty proud, and he's leading our young players at Peel, so he's such a good person. Mm. He works hard, role model. Yeah, it is what it is, yeah. Thanks, Braden. Cheers.
For Russell, before you go, can you tell us what you're going to wear down the slide tomorrow?
I think it's under wraps, isn't it? Yeah. I think there's a few options, but we want to keep it quite somber.